I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. What was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Make sure
you cook. Supercoach 360 Podcast.
Been a little while since I've done this, almost a year to the day, in fact. Welcome to TLT, Merry Listmas. G'day, welcome to Supercoach 360. How you doing? It's Juzzy. We're here in the Caravan of Chaos. We're here to talk all things Supercoach and, of course, TLT. It is Christmas time. Finally, we can pick our teams, we can figure out what we're doing, we can get into the game. Football is less than 24 hours away by the time you're listening to this, so bring it on. Con, are you looking forward to footy? Storm v Parra tomorrow night, get us started.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm quite pumped. I do enjoy my football season, as we all know, and can't ask for anything better. It's going to be a cracker game, I think, to open up with.
Yeah, who you tipped to win?
Melbourne.
Yep, yeah, smash
Melbourne
them, right?
Lose round one.
Yeah. Berks, what's going on? How you doing, bud?
Lads, how are you, coaches, out there?
Very calm for TLT.
Yes.
Get some life, boys.
Well, I'm excited, but it's still a long way to go. We've still got a whole day before a ball's kicked and our teams are locked. And our stupid mistakes are done until we trade them out. There's still lots to talk about, I feel, till footy even goes. I've seen a lot of people pumped for Thursday. I thought, I'm fucking more pumped for Tuesday than Thursday, because then I know who's actually playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's something about that first ball being kicked.
Yeah,
I saw the Fox opener for round one, like, you know, the first one of the season.
Oh, Matt Noble.
Oh, Matt Noble, just taking
as soon
us
as
through.
You hear Matt Noble's voice, mate, you know it's getting close. You know it's getting close.
That velvet voice easing us into the NRL round of the NRL season.
I got halfway through the ad and turned it off.
Fuck Matt Noble, yeah, I'm like that too.
Really? You're not a fan?
I'm over it, man.
I must admit...
Let's get a fresh breath of air in.
They have done it a lot, like... Yeah, fair call. But how do you be the voice of football if they're going to chop and change every couple of years?
You fucking be as good as rabbits.
Yeah, he was a caller. Different thing. Louis, how you going? Hiding
good.
Over the back there in your
good.
Con?
Yep, good. Excited. More excited than these ones anyway.
Who you play this week?
Sharks.
You play the Sharkies? Ooh,
Sharkies.
No Nico.
No Nico. Yeah.
Cheering.
Not so much for... Actually, I don't have my Supercoach team, so I'm still cheering anyway. But
you didn't have him in your Supercoach team?
No.
I did.
Yeah, that's it. So, big question. Everyone's lips. Everyone wants to know. What'd you do with Nico?
Nath.
You went straight to Nath. Oh, yeah. That's right, because you were off Nath.
So, is Nath going 100% ownership, is he?
Well, I mean...
He's very high.
Yeah, you'd have to think... Actually, hold on. Oh, bang.
60.
I came prepared this week. He is 60. He is the top-owned player in the game with Paul Alamotti, also at pretty much 60%. But technically, Nath wins.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone's jumped ship, gone to good old Cleary, put their faith in the Panthers. I mean, he's a dominant half. He's insane. We all know what he can do. Let's see what the Panthers can this year.
Good to see Nath first on the leaderboard for once.
Oh! Played half the games. Anyway, we do have heaps to talk about tonight. So, first of all, thank you for listening and supporting the show. You're absolute legends. Later on this episode, I will have some league codes for you. I've got three leagues that you can join, Supercoach League. So if you're listening for the first time, make sure you jump in them. If you're already in the other leagues, don't. We're going to talk cheapies. Berks has got a list of under 350K starters. Con's got some slow burns to add to that list. I've got a conundrum when it comes to under 350K at my centre wing. I'm thinking a downgrade from Hayes Perham, or at least potentially. So I need to suss that one out as well. Who do I go with? Because there's a few options and a few starters, but I'm not entirely sure. We're going to talk traps. We're going to talk the top 30 owned players. Then we're going to reveal our teams, and then we'll jump into some questions. If you've got questions throughout the show, make sure you chuck them in the Facebook Live, and let's get on with it, yeah? First of all, let's just jump straight into Cheapies, Berks. You ready to go?
Yeah, I am. Now, I didn't find any cheap hookers just because I didn't rate either Mitch Kenny or anyone like that, so I didn't really touch on any of them. But starting with the forwards, now, Pasami Solo, I know that you've got a bit of a beef with this one, Juzzy, yourself. He's 243,000, average of 23 from last year, starting this year for Josh Papali. Not sure what the go is there, but I know you heard him getting talked about on other podcasts and getting spruked.
Who's this?
Pasami Solo.
Yeah, well, for me, Trapp, he's going to end up a bench forward in like a week or two, man. Josh Papali's out. He'll probably be back in the next week or two. I think it's actually slated for next week. So then Solo's going to go back to the bench. And do you really want him as your bench forward? Like, he might do all right, but you just got to know that you're taking that risk. He's not necessarily a starter this week. So, yeah, I don't know. It depends on what your cheapie strategy is. There's a lot of starting cheapies. There's a lot of guys who are cheap that are starting and, you know, expected to play big minutes. So, for me, I don't know why I'd go down that bench route. But Con's got some slow burns for us later on, so maybe he can, you know, fill me in on that.
Touch Solo, boys?
I'd touch him over Pele.
Yeah, over Pele probably I would too, but I wouldn't touch either, to be honest.
Exactly, another benchy. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I just think Papa's another year older. I know they got three middles on their bench. But he must have done something right in pre-season to get the starting gig.
Well, even
with
Cooler.
Papa out. Yeah, and Horse.
Well, Papali'i is out. He is out for what? For only one game. I'm reading here, only one game.
Yeah.
He will, I'm assuming, revert back to the bench. How many minutes will he get, though, realistically?
Not enough to be. Not enough. But like 11% owned, you know? Yeah. He's 11% owned at the moment. That's probably due off other podcasts talking him up a little bit.
You'll probably get, what, your 25, maybe 35 max.
Yeah.
If you push it out 1.2. Yeah, maybe 40 points a week.
Maybe a little bit more the opening couple of weeks that Papali'i is back, but
once the season edges on and everyone's fitness is
exactly,
up.
There's not really much to really justify bringing him in.
Well, next one on the list is a bit more interesting. It's Sean Kepi. He's 274,000. Average 26.1 last year. He's 26% owned.
Yeah, we were talking about Kepi because, little teaser, Kepi has made it into the draft for my team at the very least. I'm considering him upgrading to a lock. Like, you know, he's moving into that 13 role. He's starting, new coach. These are all the things you guys taught me. He's a juicy price, and he could make 200K. You know what I mean? And it still only be mid-range, but just off the minutes he's making, he could probably put on 200K. And if he does that, I'm happy. If he goes
above
and beyond.
Do you know how many minutes he's playing?
I don't.
Just because he's starting?
No, but starting at lock, I mean, what do you see the rotation happening? You think Jakey moves to lock after 20 minutes?
Oh, I don't know, but I reckon Jakey plays more minutes than Kepi.
Yeah, but Jakey's also a hell of a lot more expensive than Kepi. Like, I'm not looking...
Yeah, in Juzzy's defence, can Kepi get up to a 50 average for the year?
He'd want to be playing 65 minutes, I reckon.
You don't reckon he can do it with, what, less minutes?
Well, we look through his scores.
Yeah, pretty average.
He is a PPM last year of 0.82. Yeah. So, yeah, you're looking at least 65 you'd want.
Even in previous seasons before that, I think you have to go back to 2020 to find it. We were sitting around the one mark. And that was on only about 30 minutes a game, so it's...
Yeah, 2021, again, 0.86.
Yeah, I think that's
a big year.
That's what I mean. If he's only getting 50 minutes per se... He's looking at 40 points a game, and yeah, he might make you 130, 150K eventually, but it's a long time, I feel. But front rowers usually are like that, I suppose.
That's my thinking, is that pretty much anyone I put there is going to be a slow burn, especially if I go for one of the bench forwards, but they might not even hit the same mark that he'll hit. So for me, it's like, I mean, you guys always told me locks are good because locks tend to get jag and attacking stat out of any of those middle forwards, you know, or whether it be through an assist or a setup or, you know, line break assist, try assist, whatever it may be. They got to make 60 tackles if they're out there for 60 minutes sort of thing. Like, they've got to make those tackles. That's their job. So, yeah, I just figure if he can get the minutes, he's going to have to make these tackles. New coach can change absolutely everything we know about a player. And he hasn't had a breakout year. So if he's getting his starting role, I don't know. Are we sniffing a breakout? You guys obviously aren't.
Well, in 2021, he started four games at lock. Those four games against Titans, 62 minutes, 47. Bulldogs, 59 minutes, 46. Canberra, 54 minutes, 53. St. George, 52 minutes, 36.
Dude, that's average.
That's for a
that's
lock.
That's below average. Yeah,
that's the games you started at lock.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah. Maybe we'll get, you might find some more later on the list you might interest you, you know, like you might like them.
Well, the way I see it is if in 2 weeks he's not firing, he could be one of those blokes that's just like, all right, sweet, bang.
Well, next on the list, Big Steph, Stefano Utama. Big Steph,
we'll talk him up.
Yeah.
We'll just go Uto. 319K, average of 30.3, injury affected. 44% owned at the moment, and he's been heavily touted around the traps. Like he had a pretty good trial, but for me, they were playing a B-grade side, so that's another thing you got to look at as well. When he goes back to the NRL, is he really going to dominate like he did in the trials? I remember last year he dominated in the trials. Everyone jumped on, he done nothing. What do you want to look at? Steph, Big Steph. You jumping on Steph? He's 44% owned. He's highly owned.
Well, that's it. I mean, I was listening to a couple of podcasts earlier, and they've been singing their praises. You guys mentioned him throughout the preseason, so he snuck into my team now through this current makeup.
Well, it was there last year, and now they've added IPAP, Clem, and Bateman to the mix. Ball's fit. So why does he all of a sudden get more minutes? Why all of a sudden is his PPM going to go through the roof? Like, what's changed?
Well,
More quality forwards have been added to the pack.
But I also think people like Clemmer and IPAP, well, maybe not so much IPAP, but they're getting on, you know, whereas Udo's supposed to be the future. So it
doesn't matter, bro. Clemmer's a way better front row than Uto Ekamanu is at the moment. It doesn't matter what's happening in 5 years' time. The Tigers don't have time to wait 5 years, bro. They need to win games right now.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong. I'm just saying I'm hoping he's going to pick up a few more minutes. He has. He's been one of those guys that's highly touted. But
on trial form, he looked great.
Well, he finished,
on trial form, he looked great.
I think it was his last few games at Parramatta before he left and had the big hype at the Tigers at the start of last year. Gun, killing it. Yep, everyone jumped on board, like Berg said, and then started the first couple of weeks and then got relegated to the bench, and his minutes just declined from there on out, and it was just like, holy shit. What's happened to you?
Yeah, see, I can only see him getting probably 40 minutes a game. With the other forwards, as you said, that they've brought in, that's the reason why I've stayed clear of him.
Clem and Joe O will play probably 60-plus. Twal off the bench will play, I reckon, 50-odd-plus.
Bateman will play 80 when he's
Bateman,
going.
Yeah.
And
there's
IPAP
well,
will
there's
play
180 80. Or 170 minutes gone out of 3 minutes. There are three forwards in the middle, so that's 170 gone out of 240. And then there's three more on the bench that have to
get
share
minutes.
Those 70 minutes. So how many is Big Steph really going to get?
Yeah. Now, cool. Willie Army, now he's been a trap in the past, so I'm not telling anyone to get him. He's 234,000, got the dual, which is the beneficial thing. Doesn't have an average because didn't play last year.
Yeah.
And he's 12% owned. Now, I can see the interest in having the dual, but I think they've got players coming back, far as I know.
I think Rocco Berry's due back, like, next week, so I don't trust his job security. I think he's there to fill a hole, and that's about it. Justin Unger's still got to come back into that side, too. Like, they got a couple of players out, so...
Well, he's filling in at centre, so he's not playing in the back row. He's the dual, that's the option with him. He'd be filling in at centre.
Yeah, exactly.
Rocco Berry, so if anything, he may get a bench spot if he's lucky, if not drop fully out of the 17.
Yeah, he's not for me.
Any love for Willie Army over there, Louis?
No.
See, it was a bit of a surprise on team list, and I think that there's a reason behind that.
Now, the next one I have, I've just put him in the list because I've seen his picture all over socials. A couple other people are talking about him, so we might as well have a chat about him ourselves. The Cardi Party. Not highly owned, though. I'll give it. It's only at 8% at the moment. 234,000.8. Average of 20.3 last year. Now, Cardi in the past has burnt every single one of us. Pretty much anyone who's played Supercoach has owned Bryce Cartwright at some point in time on the hopes he's coming back.
Louis just took us through his scores a minute ago before the show, and I couldn't believe that consistent, half-decent scores in there for patches. So I understand, like...
Well, he
goes on runs.
God-given talent, the kid, hasn't he? He's
like, out of all those players you just named, he's the one I would roll the dice on, Bryce.
Yeah, so far, me too. Yeah. Like, to be brutally honest.
I'll roll the dice, Bryce.
On attacking potential alone, just because he's got the offload, he's got a try in him.
He's in a decent team.
He is in a decent team, and probably a bigger role now that they've had a few people leave, you know. So.
And I know Lane's out for a little bit, but you got Maddo to come back.
Nikora's left.
Yeah, that's it. So there is some... We were talking about the fact there's some forward minutes opening up there, and so it's a question of who's going to get them. But do you see...
I've got Dory at the moment. I don't have Cardi.
Yeah.
But I'd call you crazy, but I wouldn't call you cray-cray if you had him.
All right, fair enough.
Speaking of Dory, next on the list, you want to say something Cardi-ish or...
Oh, no.
Next on the list is Dory. Same price as Cardi, 234.8. Average of zero. Didn't get a game last year.
I think he got hurt in the trial for you guys, didn't he?
I think he did. Got a zero. 15% owned, which isn't bad. I can see the appeal to Dory, but I think BA did come out and say probably not playing 80 minutes.
To start.
He did say that he wants him to be an 80-minute man.
The intent
but
is,
at 234,000,
if he's going to work into 80 minutes, I'm happy to ride him out.
You've got time, and I don't think they do have a patchy draw, so there'll be weeks there where an attack and stat coming off Mitch Moses to that second row is inevitable. Throws a good ball, Mitch. Like, as much as a rubbish Mitch in the past, he is a good footballer, you know. But yeah, he's 15% owned, so that one. Then the next one's more surprising to me. If I had this person, I'd probably go to a Dory, if not a Cardi, myself. Sean Bloor at 234,000.8. Zero average for last year. 21% of teams owned. Now, that's a bit cray-cray, don't you think?
I think so.
Why? Tell us why, Con. Well, tell us the price, son.
It's two ACLs or something in 2.5 years, hasn't he done? He's pretty injury prone. Bateman's going to come back, so he's going to be back to the bench. And if you got Big Steph...
You can't have both. There's
well,
no way you
they're
can going
to be fighting for those remaining minutes, aren't they? So...
And look, if I'm the coach, I'd probably be leading towards Steph for those minutes over Sean Bloor.
In the middle,
yeah.
Yeah, well, no, if I can push it anyway...
See, unless they're going to push a Bateman or an IPAP into the middle for half an hour or so and give Bloor a chance on an edge like that, which is possible because they can both handle themselves in the middle, IPAP especially.
Well, this is Joe for...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For reason, or he was.
He's not wasted in there like some... You throw some people in there a bit wasted, you know, that's not for them. Whereas IPAP sort of can do the grunt work that a lock gets through anyway, you know. Next on the list is Ford. Jackson Ford at the Warriors, I do believe.
Highly owned.
I mean.
No, he's not as highly owned as you think. But definitely shown potential over the past couple of years when given game. And
I liked what I've seen in the last trial from him.
Yeah, I didn't see. I don't think I seen much of the last trial from him, but he's 281,000.2, 33.4 average from last year, 12% owned.
Is he dropping out when Tavanga gets back though, or is Tavanga playing off the bench?
Tavanga will be their bench man. He's forever been the bench hole filler, eh? Like he's the plug a hole guy.
All right.
He was best utility in the game that year you first started Supercoach, and if you remember correctly...
And Ford's on the edge too. Tamanga's a middle man. He's not going to play on the edge.
All right, yeah, sweet.
He does love it in there. Yeah, I see Ford holding that spot, if not playing 80 minutes there.
The only worries for me is probably Curran. Curran could take his spot, and maybe Sirenen if he comes back into favour, but...
Well, next one on the list is, I think everyone should have. I'm surprised... He is one of the most highly owned in the game. It's Hopgood at 298,000.8. Only has an average of 35.5 from last year. He's in 56% of teams, but his average this year was skyrocketed. He was behind Zayo and the Demons over there at Penrith, mate. He was never getting a run there, bar an injury, you know. So to get a cheapie like that,
crazy not to have him. Get him in your team.
Yeah, he's pretty much a must-have at this point.
He'll be a borderline keeper come the end of the year.
Yeah, Louis, you got him?
Yeah, I've got him. You'd be stupid not to have him, really.
That a boy. You would have to be a little bit. All right, now next one only surprised me, but it also doesn't surprise me. You boys. It does.
It said it about last 4 or 5 years.
All right. They're all shocking the fuck out of me, even though I wrote it. Isaiah Katoa, 216,000.1, zero average, 53% owned. 53% owned. Milford could be back in a couple of weeks. Can't get him out if he does get relegated or even dropped out of the side for 216,000. You're going to have to sacrifice somewhere heavily.
Your Lachlan Ilias on.
Even worse.
Well, he can't get worse. He went up and then started going backwards.
But, yeah, I currently have him in my side just because I did a rejig to Savo, but I'm not liking it, especially after you said he's just been sent to Fat Camp Milford.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm hearing today is that Milford's away at Fat Camp. He'll be away for 2 weeks. And this is pretty much just a warner to him. If you don't hold the standard, this kid's going to get the go. So, but you guys are saying, look, he's 32, a lot of miles in the legs, never really took to it at a 5'8". So there's a chance that...
Who said that?
Burgo. A couple of times.
Way better as a fullback. Should have
run Clyde Churchill in 2015 as a 5'8".
Yeah?
Didn't.
Got ripped off. It wasn't his fault.
So, yeah, there's that question of, is he going to hold that spot or is he there more as a deterrent and for the future? Is he the future of that club and he's just there to learn and get some game time here and there?
Oh, no, Milf must have something on Bennett. I don't know, he keeps getting a gig.
All right, fair enough.
All right, Shuey. 230,000, you might as well say. He's got a 22.9 average. I've wrote that twice. That's what I've done. And he's 35% owned. I think he's only 216,000, to be honest. Still people got him, 35% owned. That's highly owned, really, for a bloke who you don't know when he's coming back, really.
He's my safety net in case someone else fails when he comes back and just drop down a shoey.
Yeah, well, that's exactly my plan, too. Either in the second row or in the 5'8 spot. If Katoa's braining it and gets named week 3, then same thing. I'll pick one of my halves, which isn't doing that great, and I'll make the switch or even drop one of the hookers, depending on how they're going and what I'm actually seeing out of them.
Anyone jumping on? Schuster?
I'm holding.
Yeah,
I'm holding off. I've got a different tactic. We'll discuss this later in the pod, further what's going on. But yeah, I've got a different tactic that I'm going with.
So you're one of the 35% still over here. Lovely, Louis. That's good. All right, Paul Alamotti should be the same. Should be nearly 100% owned, I think.
Well, he is 60% owned.
He's highly rated by Serrato and the club. He's 200,000. He's the bottom dollar price. 57% owned. Doesn't have an average because he didn't play last year. And yeah, he looks like a footballer, man. If you've seen him, he's a big lump of a kid. I'm not going to say I'll play him every week, but I'll definitely have him in my side to make some money. I think you're mad if you don't start with him. Fellas?
Yeah, definitely. From all reports that I've heard, he definitely could cement a spot in that centre spot.
Oh, Vertsies, anyway, he's got it, man. I know Burns is malingering, but...
Looked good in the trial too, Burns.
Yeah, he did. That was at fullback, though. He played a bit of fullback.
Well, Bulldogs have... they've got...
Manly.
Manly and then Storm in round 2.
Standard.
And then Tigers. So it'd be interesting to see how he goes in that first 3 round. Might be a good indication of...
Oh, if you can play him.
Whether you
can
play him, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Cam Pereira is the next one on the list. Don't know about if I'm getting on. I've got him at the moment. Don't know if I'm going to stick on with him because they've got a couple coming back too.
Who they got coming back, Louis?
They've got Kelly and...
Those guys
they
are
have,
centers, though.
Herbert and Kelly.
Yeah, but, yeah, both centers.
Yeah, they are back centres too. Well, yeah, he's...
Herbert's indefinite, though.
Is it?
Herbert's listed as indefinite.
Yeah, but Philip Sammy pushes out from centre to wing, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Pereira, he's 200...
I don't think Shop's dropping. Kelly can play wing.
Yeah, I don't think they drop Shop either. He's a gun.
I'm thinking about getting him as a fucking sneaky pod. Yeah, really? 13 tackle busts in that second trial.
Really? Is he cheap, though?
Nah, he's like 400.
Mm. Well, yeah, that, and he's 54% owned at the moment, Pereira. But, yeah, like I said, he could easily get pushed out of the squad next week.
He looked good, but going off four tries.
Yeah, JJ. When's that other bloke back?
Round three, Brian Kelly.
Yeah. So he might not even get a price rise if he does drop out.
Or if he outperforms JoJo Fifita. Fifita misses out.
And that's it, apparently. I think he's faster than him, too.
Then we got William Warbrick. He's down at Melbourne, so that's pretty much... you should have him. Like, you're pretty mad not to have a Melbourne winger. I know we all said that about Coates last year, but he did have his highs and lows, Coates.
He did all right till he got injured.
Sort of come good at the end there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Warbrick, he's bottom dollar as well, 200,000 average, 44% owned. So there's still some doubters down there about him. Then next one's the dude from Penrith, Tarava. He's jumping on him.
Yeah, I think must have. Same thing as the Melbourne winger. It's a top four attacking team, you know what I mean? Like, look at Taylor May from last year. Look at Toe the year before. Or 2 years before that. Yeah, you put someone on the end of that back line, they tend to score. I know some things have changed to Penrith, but I feel like for that price, you'd be crazy not to at least start with him. And you've seen the bloke play footy. He played in the World Cup for Fiji, played a few games for the Panthers last year. Oh, he's not bad. He's a pretty solid unit.
We know Fijian's a superhuman. He's 275, so he is that sort of...
He's not bottom dollar, but he's still got a two in front of him, which, you know, given interest rates the way they are, I think we're all happy with that.
Yeah, but he's 39% starting with him, fellas.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think you have to after you've seen every Penrith winger.
He's
do
a
well.
Penrith winger. He's yeah. He's a Penrith winger.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Case and point. Next.
Remus Smith. 316,000. 30 average of last year, 10% owned.
Well, see, now we're sort of moving into my conundrum territory. Remus Smith is one of those blokes that pops up in there. And it's like, for me, the only reason he's not making it into my team at the moment is purely because that would put me at 5 Storm players. I've got to pick between him or Warbrick, and I figure Warbrick's probably got a better chance of making me cash. He's out there with Remus, though, so there's a chance Remus could be getting the try assist and line break assist with him. So, yeah, but I don't know.
Tommy Tuliau is my other one in there. Is it you got him in your side?
Yeah, not in my side, but he's in that list. Pretty much anyone in the centre wing between 300 and 350. Because my conundrum is, Hayes Perham looked dog shit in the trials, right? Forgive me for my French, you know, but ultimately...
All dog shit?
Right, exactly, right? Like, you just stepped right in it. Bang, Hayes Perham, like, that's the shape it's in there, all right? Now, I know he's only, you know, young and he hasn't really played much first grade, and I'm not begrudging the kid. I'm thinking about my super coach team. So who do I downgrade to? Where am I actually going with this? And there's, you know, there's a list of blokes. Chance, Remus Smith, Harley Smith-Shields, Isaac Thompson, The Hammer, and Tommy Tuliau.
Well, they're all the next on the list, actually.
That's it. So for me, they're the viable.
And Naden, I threw Naden in there.
Well, he's an interesting one over at the Tigers, given the new look Tigers, given the better service, given the chances over there. Then, yeah, okay, I see that. I don't know if I can go him. But definitely, he belongs in that same conversation. So it's a question of, what do you do there? Do you go for that fullback? Do you go for people like Chance and Hayes Perham? Because, you know, if they do their work, they're going to score, you know, half decent. They should be averaging 50-60. Or do you go, you know, left field with a centre or even a new winger like Isaac Thompson or something? Do you put the Hammer in there? I think this is where the crux of this year is. Like, in the back row, I think we're going to have some variances and some differences, but we're probably all thinking along the same lines. Whereas in the centres, like, there's a lot of options. And especially by the time you get down in your centres, you don't tend to have too much cash left. So you're trying to spread it. And you're trying to find... could be a great way to generate cash. So who do you go with in that section and why?
Well, I'm on Charnsey just because he's a fullback over, like...
You think the Warriors are going to be a better attacking team than the Bulldogs? Or is it because Charnsey is a better player than Hayes Perham?
I think I'm just going off Charnsey's previous pedigree. Last year he was injured and he had injury-affected games. And just, I don't think it was a good year for Canberra. Whereas his first year at Canberra, he really showed us he's got a little bit of base in him.
He's got potential.
He's got a bit of base. And that's sort of what you need... at least to build a foundation off with some base, you know. And if you've got no base, then you're in a bit of trouble. If he at least pumps out a 40 base for me every week with the odd attacking stat here and there, he's going to generate some cash.
How much are you looking to get out of him? 200, 300? Yeah, exactly, right? So how much cash are you looking to get out of him? Con, laugh on the microphone so the audience can hear you.
You Why can not? Laugh at me.
Yeah. No, if you think the idea is crazy, I think they deserve
I think that's crazy. You're going to make 300K.
I just have him above, like, Fidzy and Tommy Talau, you know what I mean? Just because they're centres and... or Fidzy's just lazy.
I mean, Fidzy's a fullback in a new club.
Yeah, but he's just lazy for me. Like, we've seen sample sizes of the hammer at fullback.
Well, I think you got to look at it like... you're not keeping any of these guys for the year, right?
No, I just want them to get me places.
So you need them really to explode out of the blocks with some quick points. And base and 40 with the occasional attacking stats, not exploding out of the points, generating you fast cash to get you an upgrade to where you want to be. That's looking at, by origin time, you might have generated 200K to half upgrade to someone good kind of thing.
That's what you're aiming for, right? You're aiming to make find that next stepping stone.
From centre wings and shit like this, I want quick tries and shit early.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying what you want.
Generate fast cash, 200, 250K in like 4 weeks, well, full price rise kind of things, and then...
Exactly, right. And then, bang, on to the next. Yeah. Find the next stepping stone.
That's why I'm riding Hayes Perham, because I'm hoping the Bulldogs attack can do something. And he's got some decent footwork when he's returning the kicks. I think he can break a few tackles there.
All right,
and
so
just returning a kick and breaking a tackle—that's 4 points.
So you're on Hayes Perham.
Times a game.
You're on Hayes Perham
at the moment, yeah.
Because Bergs was trying to talk me out of him, saying he was dog shit.
Yeah, I get that. Like they were—he was shit under the high ball.
Louis, you've got the deciding vote here.
Game, but I'm gonna, because like you said, I can downgrade to anyone else who's exploding at his price from there down.
Right.
So.
That's my thing. So, Louis, Hayes Perham, yay or nay?
Nay.
Why?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
I definitely see why they're saying no.
I just think there's better options out there, to be honest.
Like, I'm talking an 8-week slow burn. Get me to round 11 is all I need out of him.
Are you going to use him and I want to generate cash?
Yeah, 8-week just... slow burn gets you to round 9, bud.
That's what I'm saying. I can get him up to round 11. Oh, I'm talking about after the price rises, right? Like, I can give him 8 weeks after the price rises.
You don't want to be hanging on to him that long, I think.
Well, if he's not generating the cash, but if I'm seeing the attacking return out of the Bulldogs, then I'm like, I'm keen. But mind you, up against the Storm and Manly to get started, you're right. It's going to be an average sample to really have a good look at.
Yeah, I'd honestly take Chance over Perham, personally.
Boys, you realise this is for the Podmasters.
I just think his work rate would be higher.
Like, straight up, this is for the Podmasters. Well, I've got to make sure my team nails it. I'm in the seeded league.
I do see your point, right? We're aiming to be a more attacking side this year, better side. There's probably more attack and upside to the Bulldogs than there is to the Warriors. I get what you're saying there. I'm just saying I've seen Charnsey do it before, that's all. I get the point of having the 370 there as well. Where if Charnsey does go off and Hayes Perham doesn't, you can easily swap straight down, pocket an extra 50 and upgrade somewhere else later. But, yeah.
Just start building that bank for getting Nico back, bro, because I've spent the Nico money.
Yeah, I spent my Nico money too. I'm pretty putrid because I don't know how to get it back.
Yeah, well, not without sacrificing. I strengthen my forwards and I can't get it back without sacrificing the strength in the forwards. But I wanted to try and find some strength and get a couple of players in that... you know, are in that mid-range, which I think are going to be value. But we'll get to our team reveals in a bit. So is that your list of cheapies?
Yeah, done.
All right, so did we get an answer to my 350K conundrum, boys? Who are you going with? You guys are all picking Chance here, right? But if, say, there's people out there that have got, maybe they're looking to spread the love in the centre wings, they've got a mil to spend on three of them, they can afford three of these blokes. So, who would you go next? Harley Smith Shields? Interesting or no?
He's not job secured. He's only going to be there a few weeks for me.
You reckon?
Yeah, well, until Savage is fit, and then he drops out when old Matt goes back to his natural position.
When Chris, comes back.
So, yeah, that's not job secure, like Con says, but if he comes out the blocks, goes bang, 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 then the money will be there for you to do that anyway in 6 weeks. So, it's a gamble, but I'd have a look at his draw if I was you, if that's the way you're going to go. I definitely like the Penrith guy. I wouldn't go past him. I wouldn't go past the Melbourne fella, Warbrick.
Oh, no. They're cheapies. As far as I'm concerned, they're already in there. So it's Hammer, Talau, Thompson at South. I think it's probably one of the only that we haven't talked about.
Look, he's got a 64 average from like two games, you know. So for me, they've got a six-game tough start, don't you?
Just yeah,
got a hard,
yeah.
Hard six games. The only one I see being fixture proof, only two or three I see being fixture proof from South there is Trell and Cam Murray and maybe a Cookie. And that's a maybe.
Yeah.
So, but them other two are fixture proof, I think. Trell does his own job and Cam Murray does his job, you know. They both pump out good scores. So, yeah, I don't know about Thompson. For me, he could be just a watch and see just because of their draw. If he's on the left-hand side, though, That's the attacking side, so that could also sway me to make that decision of taking him.
No, he's a winger, isn't he? There's no way he's on the left.
There's no way he's going on the left. He's going to be on the right. There's no way you're moving AJ off that left wing.
He's taking Jackson Paulo's spot from last year.
Yeah, then he's an expensive gamble.
And look, Tane Milne's coming back from suspension.
Con, what's Tane Milne?
He'll be in there.
I think, yeah. Tane Milne, round two.
Tane Milne's not coming back, is he?
On the wing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No?
He's a placeholder last year, bro.
Do you think he's totally out of the question, Tane Milne?
No, not totally out of the question. But I don't think he's going to walk back onto the wing.
Especially not if this Thompson kid's doing all right in the first couple of rounds. But, he's really only got the first round, doesn't he?
Yeah, really.
Guaranteed. So, yeah, for me, it's definitely I'll watch and wait and see what happens. He brains it. If you want to take the gamble, good on you, but I would definitely not be going down that path.
Reema Smith would be the safest, just because he's in the Melbourne side.
But he's the only problem for me, which other people may be facing too, especially if you've got people like Harry, one of the back rowers from the Storm, you know what I mean?
Like,
Warbrick is a cheapie. So then all of a sudden, those numbers start stacking. I got Christian Welch, so bang. All of a sudden, if I go Reema Smith, that's five Storm.
Well, the thing with that's not bad, though, because Melbourne don't... When do they have their bye? 7 or 9, Louis?
Melbourne have their bye... 9.
Round 9.
So that gives me a bit of time.
You've got time to juice up your players. If you can get them players that have got their bye around 8s, 9s and 10s, then by rights, some of their cheapies should have juiced.
Yeah.
And you can afford to run with a couple. It's them ones.
I'm probably looking to upgrade Welch around that time anyway.
Well, it's the ones that have got the buy early you got to watch, because then if you got five or six Roosters or five or six Penrith players, you got to fill the holes with shitters.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. Well, that makes me feel a bit better. Maybe because Reema Smith's the one that I've had in my head the whole preseason, just because injury affected year last year. He's in that Storm system. The year before, he was braining it a bit. Like, he was when he was fit and he was going strong, like in the Storm, were looking real strong. Yeah. So, I can see him doing all right.
I've gone Garrick and Val, so I've got a stinge elsewhere.
Yeah, we'll see that. I was trying to run scenarios with that, but I would miss out on Egan Butcher, who I feel like if he's going to be anything like his brother and he's on the left edge there taking Gus's spot, you know, that's a recipe for points. So... I'm keen on him, so I was like, and I just could not figure it out.
I saved cash there and went Louis Euro.
Yeah, so I've already got Louis Euro. We'll get to our teams. We're getting there.
May I just mention on Reema Smith?
Yes.
Right. Besides 2021, which was, you know, that year when scores were up, he's averaged 37, 37, and 30 last year. 19, 20, and 22, 37, 37, 30. Last year,
in his defence, the first two 37s were at the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And last year, he got injured.
Injury affected at the Storm. But the year before that, at the Storm, I know it was the six again year, but he brained it, bro.
Like, he didn't brain it. Let's not go crazy.
He was doing all right. He definitely went on a run.
I think he would like an average 50.
He had two games. He got 109 and 120. Outside of that, his next highest score was 72.
Which is not bad for a centre winger.
Average for the year. Average for the year was 51.
Yeah,
so you take not great. You take away those two scores.
And that 70.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. So, but boys, I need a vote. I need an answer. I mean,
how many spots you got to fill?
Naden.
Well, I've got
just for the attacking player.
I got Harley Smith Shields and I've got Perham, so I can fill one of them with Chance. Then what?
You might as well do what that con said. It's probably the smarter play.
Hold on to Perham.
Hold on to Perham. If Chance ends up looking better and doing better, then you just downgrade.
Yep.
If old mate's still doing well, then you might have to upgrade somewhere or downgrade somewhere else to get Chansey or just let it go. Like, sometimes you don't have to get them guys. Like, we've all chased people in the past that ended up crueling us because they're unfinished.
Alrighty. See what happens then, I guess. Con, you got some slow burn cheapies there for us, I believe.
Yes, he does.
We probably just crossed off most of them, bud, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'll see who else you got on that list. Most of your guys starters, or do you have some bench players as well?
Is that the list? Jeez, spend some time on that, Baz.
There's not much.
Yeah, talk into the microphone, Con.
CNK, obviously, he's top of the list for me. I think he's going to be a major slow burn, even though he's playing fullback. Blore, he'll be another one. I think once Bateman come back, minutes will dry up big time and he won't make much cash, if any.
That's it, he moved to the bench. And they don't even really lose players to Origin, even with...
I think Big Steph will be another one. Be very, very slow burn. Not worth it, in my opinion. Maybe even Kepi, too. Preston at the Bulldogs, if he keeps his spot at all.
Yeah, big ifs, really.
Yeah, that's it. And
you got TPJ to jump back into that forward pack. Do you have anyone else jump back in that forward pack over there? I think it's pretty much just TPJ.
Well, they're saying old mate's injury might not be as bad.
Oh, you know, Luke Thompson just went down.
As they're saying, but it's still six to eight if it starts healing properly without the surgery.
Yeah, but even then, so 6 to 8 gives you a chance to juice up
weeks
some players.
Months?
Weeks. 2 months. I think it was 2 months was extreme.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to if it's healing right and they don't have to re-break it and do the surgery. If it heals right in the initial thing, I think he'll be right in a few weeks. If not, it's 6 months. She's a break and re-go.
So that's a hard decision to make to the start of a season. Do you just pretty much write yourself off for the season? Or
injections,
do you...
bro. Get your injections in. Just like COVID. Big pin cushion. Who else on your list there, bud?
Well, that's pretty much it. And then most of the ones on your list, bro.
Yeah. It's one of them things.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, that was a nice quick one then. Let's move on to your list of traps, Con.
Well, we've pretty much gone through all them too.
Who you got? Just recap them.
We've got Willie Army.
Yep.
Sonny Luke.
Yep. Okay, Sonny Luke, I've got a question. How many minutes do you think he's going to get?
40 max for me.
I don't know.
I've got Shane Foote on here who's saying 50 to 60.
Well, footy's better, man.
The way Jerome Luai talked the other week about Mitch Kenny and their faith in him to do the job and that... Probably Mitch Kenny's playing some decent minutes. He's not just going to be out there for 20.
No, I think he moves in the middle after that still and just plays his run amok through the middle role. Sonny Luke could come on after 20, 25, get 55 minutes. And he's the key to their attack. Mitch Kenny's not a good attacker, man. He's a great defender. That's why you want him out there in the early minutes. Make sure you don't concede early points.
And the next one behind that is... Appy wasn't... Like, he was a good Supercoach player.
He wasn't great.
He wasn't an elite. And yeah. Sonny Luke's no Appy.
Fair call.
Cool. So he will make cash at his price, but
he's not going to pile it on extreme cash.
So beware. Watch and act. I mean, take the gamble.
I'd want to. I'm waiting.
Especially in the position of hooker.
Yeah.
I mean, you could stash Boyd there, and if Boyd's not performing, it's a downgrade to Luke if he is.
Or Cheese.
Well, that's it. Or it's a slight upgrade to Cheese, isn't it?
No, like you down. If Cheese.
Yeah, isn't performing, you can
like
downgrade.
He is, or indeed. Does something stupid.
Yeah, well, that's it. okay, cool. Who else you got there?
Jesse Arthurs.
Trappy as well.
Named on the wing.
Oh, he'll be one way prospect. Yeah. Till who comes back? Reesey.
Reese Walsh and Cobbo back on the wing.
Yeah, Cobbo back on the wing. Cobbo's playing fullback.
Jack Johns.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're filling in for Shuey.
Yeah.
If you think Shuey's out
Cooper
long
Johns.
Term.
Cooper Jack Johns is Newcastle, and he's on the extended bench.
That one.
Any Johns, is just don't get on the Johns. Time's done. Sorry, yeah. Joey.
Well, you say that, but watch round one this weekend out there with DCE and Cooper. I think they're going to be formidable halves combination. I think Cooper's got skills, bro. I think having been in the Melbourne system, he's probably learnt a lot. And, you know what I mean? It's got to be him or Schuster this year. You know what I mean? Like, this is pretty much his only chance to crack it with an NRL club.
I'm saying avoid, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't get on him for Supercoach, but I'm saying watch the game. I think he's going to do all right.
Denny Levi, named starting hooker for the Raiders.
Tommy Starlin on the bench.
Yeah, just don't do it, guys.
We've seen Danny Levi in the past. He's never, ever set the world on fire.
Corey Allen at the Roosters.
In the centres, isn't he?
Joe Manu, obviously back next week, probably, or the week after, maybe, at worst. So, yucks. Hammer.
Who? Oh, the Hammer.
Yeah, pullback, I get that. No, just don't do it.
Why not? Just because the Dolphins' attack's going to be garbage?
Boat with, Sloan.
Yep.
You sail him down river and forget about him.
Okay, so... Not quite first grade fullbacks yet.
Still young, still not just not effort.
Well, they just don't have the work rate of a Teddy or a Gutho, and I don't think either of their teams are going to score sufficient amounts of points to make them
fair
heavy
call.
Attacking stats guys. So,
all right.
What do you got in your paper?
What have I got on my paper, Bergs? I got lots of things in my paper. It says here the next thing I've got to do is talk about top 30. But quickly, let's chat cash cows. We've pretty much already talked about them. But Dory over at Parramatta. So we've pretty much already chatted about him. Warbrick, Ford, near Corey. These are Perso's cash cows from his little quick
What's
emoji
Nicore
team
worth?
Analysis yesterday. I'm not sure. What is Nicore worth, Louis? I know he's made the move over to the Warriors.
I think he's in the twos.
Is he still on the bench, though?
Don't think he's too expensive.
Yeah, well, if he's starting, I do see value in Nicore. We know he's got skills. Well, not so much skills, but he's
got
plays football.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, you liked what he saw on the field from him, but he just never really scored heaps of points in Supercoach last year at the Eels. Like, yeah, you did see him definitely take a step up. So, but that could have been because he was fighting for a new contract.
$419,000
So that's an awkwardly priced
way
risk.
Where I was at.
Yeah. Saints Aruva, Turbo. I think you've got to classify Turbo as a cash cow this year at 550.
I don't know how he's not over Nathan. Pardon? I know the injury history and shit, rah-rah, but $577,000.
Yeah, it's crazy because that dude could flip up to $1.1 million in 4 weeks, bro.
Yeah. You know what? Half of the people aren't jumping on of the 1.2 million is from last
year. Yeah.
They're all sitting there and
scars
are
still
like,
deep.
He's bloody hammy.
So apparently what it was his foot turned inwards when he ran. So the reason they sent him to America was they identified that and they've actually corrected his running action because apparently that was what would cause the hamstrings. The massive amount of Ks he does as a fullback on this turning in foot every time he steps. Yeah. So, but only in 1 foot. I think it was his right foot turned in when he ran. So that's what they've actively tried to work on is build and strengthen the muscles to make sure that thing stays straight. And hopefully his hammies will hold up this year. I mean, we saw Trell when he went over there.
America's a lot different than little old Australia.
Bro.
Their medical science and shit is way above. Like what these dudes paid or their clubs paid for them to get fixed was no fucking cheap thing. Medicare did not cover this. Like, was it? 10 days for 50K. That's big American K. Or Aussie money. Because that's fucking 80 grand Australian, you know what I mean?
Still.
Yeah. Look, I hope he comes back. He's got to be in my side.
I was about to say, quick questions. You got him?
Have to. You're fucking mad.
I'm proud to see you on him week one.
Yeah, 100%.
Damn, I thought I was so late there.
Playing the Dogs.
I am tossing up, putting the surname as well.
How can you know? E200 us last time.
Yeah, it's it. VC, yeah. Nath, C Turbo, bro. That for me. We'll get to captains in a little bit once we've done our teams.
E200 us.
Alrighty, so that's Alamotti, Paul Alamotti. Obviously, we already talked about him. Pretty much a must-have if he's going to hold down that centre spot of the Dogs. Harley Smith-Shields as a cash cow. David Mowali, bench forward for Souths. But the question is going to be, and Louis, I'll flick to you for this one. Who's going to keep that spot, Shaq or Mowali?
Mowali. I think when Hamaselli comes back, Shaq will go out.
Yeah, even though the team likes him and he looks like he's trying to do a job out there.
Yeah, he does look a lot fitter, a lot stronger than last year.
Didn't I see fucking Cheekam and Taff on the bench?
Yeah.
Cheekam's on the bench.
That shit's not
going to
last long, man.
So, well, potentially you can look at then Cheekam going out for Mowale and having those three on the bench, of which I think Mowale will still get the most minutes.
And I think Taff stays as well.
You see try scoring potential there with Mowale too.
Yeah. You get him, Damien Cook tosses him up a good ball close to the line, he's big enough and strong enough to just barge straight over.
That's why I've got him over Kepi and all them other ones, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm
even though he's starting on the bench.
I might downgrade Uzo to him to take the risk. I mean, one of those guys I've hated in my team the whole preseason. Everyone's still identifying him as a cow. Isaiah Katoa. Anyone jumping on there? Apparently, we've talked about what I think. No. But
I have him at the moment, but I don't like my side either at the moment. Like, I've just slapped it together just quickly. But you've got no safety net if he goes. Like, what do you do if he gets dropped or if Milford comes back or you're gone? You're at the bottom dollar.
That's why I've doubled down at centre wing. So if Katoa busts and Hines comes back, week two or three, I'll just sell either Garrick or Holmes, whichever one I feel not doing what I want them to do, and then get a cheap in and upgrade Cattell straight back to Hines.
You fucking genius.
We have enough.
Yep. Money in the bank, baby.
See, I've probably spread my money.
If not, I'll burn a fucking boost.
Yeah, I've sold baby love too hard to get.
That's it. I just figure I'll burn a boost to get him back. I'll do whatever I have to, but
still have to sacrifice a gun somewhere.
In a perfect world, you're going to need 1.2 or 1. At least $1.2 million to do it, because Nico's 900, and you got to need a $200,000 player to bring in as well.
Yeah, it's into that 1.1.
So it's a ton of cash, man. Like, granted, you get rid of Garrick or Val, got
both
the money there, but
still
got to find another 400 grand.
Yeah, we'll get rid of Cattell too.
Yeah, he's only 200.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That takes you to 900.
So
that gives
boost.
You Nico and a boost. My bad. Sorry.
All right. Udo Okamanu, we've talked about. Cam Pereira, we had a little bit of a chat about earlier. And Tanner Boyd, one of the guys we haven't really talked about much. Looks like he's picked up the 7 jersey over the Titans. Toby Sexton clearly wasn't working last year. I think he's lining up on the left with Defi, or is Defi still over on the right?
He'll be on the right.
Who knows what the fuck Holbrook's going to do?
Although,
they're both playing right together.
Yeah, that's it.
Furmore and Foran playing left.
Which, they have relation from high school. They both went to Keebra Park. Yeah, probably. There was a time anyway, you know. But
I think AJ might have gone there as well.
I don't know. I think AJ's a little bit older than them, but a couple of years, I think you're fine. These two actually played schoolboys footy together.
Oh, yeah?
They have video
relationship
on them, if you know what I mean. They played a couple of years together, so that's probably the only saving grace for Holbrook at the moment. Yeah, and Defi looks really fit. Like, I've seen a picture of him training today. He looks fit. Like,
well, we're talking about Tanner Boyd.
Yeah, but Tanner Boyd feeding Defi all day, bro. If if Holbrook wants to keep his job, he has to get the ball a lot more than Sexton had it last year, giving it to this man. You know what I mean?
So a lot more than Fermor was getting it last year in good spots.
Would you go to Tanner Boyd?
I've got him.
Where have you got him? Hooker or half?
Hooker at the moment.
Hooker, half, Louis?
I've got him in a half at the moment.
Yeah, same. I've got him in a half. My idea is if one of my hookers isn't performing, I'll flick him up to Hooker and Katoa or someone, and we talked about that earlier. Otherwise, Nico back. That's the other option, is juice him there and hopefully
Nico's looking at longer than expected, I've seen today.
You're hearing through the grapevine, maybe even 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, that was social media. I don't trust that. But come filtering through several sources today was saying 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got the 8 week thing just sent to me off a dude. So
yeah, a couple of days ago.
You never know.
Well, from his injury.
Yeah.
Before.
So I'm more worried about Nico's headspace. He's admitted that he's had mental demons in the past. He suffered mass depression and shit, and now his mum's been locked up and shit. And I'm a bit worried about his headspace more than his physical ailments.
Yeah, fair call.
Well, it's a lot to take on.
It is.
I don't know if he lived, like, I doubt he lived with his mum there by the end, but he took her to Dally M, so you have to assume they have a close relationship, like, to take your mum to
the saying he was getting profits?
You know, he definitely knows the guy that's going there.
Anyway, moving on. So let's quickly go through the top 30 list of players. I mean, these are your top 30 most owned players. And once again, we've already talked about most of them. Cleary, Alamotti, Hopgood, Khan Pereira, Katoa, Cheese, all over 50%. And then you move into people like Teddy, Turbo, Udo Ikemanu, Warbrick, Taruva, Holmes, Gunson, a wing goal kicker, Chance Nickel, Klokstad, Murray. Someone who we haven't really talked about, but Cam Murray is 36% owned, boys. There's a lot of people starting with him juiced up in the second row. I mean, we know he's an absolute weapon. Why is he not making it? Why do you think he's more highly owned than Defi? Because he's reliable?
Yeah.
Anchor.
Yeah.
Solid anchor, man.
Oh. Off that last trial where he absolutely brained it. I can see why he loves there.
Get him in early. Make sure you can afford him, because if he's...
You set him, forget him there.
Yeah. Schuster, Grant, Boyd, Welch, 30%. Next one on the list that we haven't really covered. In fact, you got Welch, Birdo, and then Dewey, all around that mark, 25 to 30%. Same with Tarpany and Cotter. Wow, you got a few in there who are all in that sort of price range, 5 to 600K.
Welch is mid-fours, isn't he?
Who?
Welch? Oh, yeah.
That's the appeal of Welch.
He's going to get 600 pretty quick.
Presumably.
I do. We've all seen his form. We've seen him growing over the last few years. He's really taken that starting role. He's the captain over there. I mean, for me, crazy not to have him. Injury affected last year, and that's the only reason he's down in price. Because before that, he was one of those guys I consistently couldn't afford each year.
What was the injury?
No, he's never been a keeper.
What was the
injury? No, but he was still one of those guys in that midsection I could just never afford.
What was that injury about?
Knee?
With an ACL? And we talk about it often.
That long term.
Coming back from an ACL is a tough gig.
He could have come back last year.
Yeah, I know.
But he spent the extra time rehabbing and getting his body right, so he'd be right to go for round one this year.
I just think, like we've touched on it a couple of times tonight, the mental side of it, you know, it's the running in and making them tackles and doing them runs where you get hurt, and it's sometimes in the back of your head, and that's when you get more hurt, when you don't throw your whole body and your whole, you know, guts into it, you know, like you end up dogging it and then you get buckled. We've all been there.
Yeah, I'll get the feeling Welch will be fine, man. He's an Origin front rower. Birdo.
Who?
What?
For who?
No, don't start. Birdo, 28%. You guys still on him or you're off him now?
Off.
I haven't been on him for a long time.
Yeah,
Dewey.
Yeah, I've got Dewey.
I just remembered what Dewey did.
I got both.
I had both there for a while, but then KP became available and I licked my lips.
See, they're both still downgrades to KP, so I can still do the easy downgrade in 2 weeks if need be.
Yeah, but you're going to be 78 points behind me.
I don't think so. Oh, 78, did
exactly.
You say? Yeah, exactly. So what's that, 38 each week or something?
39.
There you go. Oh, woohoo.
That'll do. Hey, that'll do.
Every little bit helps.
Oh, no, I'm talking about KP's total points. That's what I foresee, about 39 each week. don't think he's going to... Well, let's see what happens.
No, I mean, 78 more than what Burton's going to do.
Yeah, well, that's...
KP what... will outscore him.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Burton's right, got the kick in, whereas I don't know if KP's getting it back. Is he?
Probably not.
Yeah, Hastings is kicking it down there at the moment.
Oh, I think KP's got way more skill, but...
All right,
yeah, that just sort of petered off there. That's great. Dewey, okay, so you guys are all on Dewey's dick. So,
yeah, I think Dewey's the shit. I think watching Dewey, if you watched Dewey play last year, especially towards the back end, I jumped on. That's why I'm so keen
I know two things about the Tigers, right? And that's Luke Brooks is a dud and there's only one other half there. So I figured Dewey's got to get some ball.
Career year for Brooksy.
Yeah, you said this.
Plus.
Said this a couple of times. I don't believe it. We'll see how we go. Who else we got? A hammer? No. Tarpany. Any of you guys jumped on Tarpany yet?
Got him.
I've got him starting him. Yep.
Yeah.
Front row only, but wasting the back row. If you're going to spend that money in the back row, you get a Murray or a Fifi or something like that.
Someone with a higher ceiling. Yep.
Well, I got him in the front. I don't have him. I've got Tino, actually. Sorry.
Yeah, I tried to fit one of them in, but I couldn't, you know. But that being said, if I was to downgrade Burton, he's an easy, he's a straight in like a shoe in. It's just a question of for who. That's about it. Pele, Carrigan, Haas.
Carrigan, I like.
Toto and Fifi fill out that list down to about 20%. So that's when, and then we start moving into pod territory. So it's amazing how different everyone's teams are obviously going to have to be. There's a few must haves, maybe five, six must haves, really, according to this list. Half ownership.
So, which Storm back row do you prefer? Lowy or Toa?
Oh, thank you, Con, for asking that question. That was needed. I'm on Luero, but I'm shitting myself that I'm going to make the wrong decision. Because...
Or can you have both?
Well, yeah. I don't know if you can have
Berg's
both.
Had one in one radiation of his team.
What, both?
Yeah, but he probably
still
had...
got both now.
Really?
Yeah.
And you don't have six or seven Stormers in there?
I do. I've got Big Nels. But like we talked about earlier, they don't have a buy till round nine. So
your time.
I am more than happy to...
But you've got five Titans as well, don't you?
No, they got swapped for Melbourne place. So. Pretty much. Got two Titans or three Titans, though. I do have, like, Defi, Tanner Boyd, and Tino. Khan. So that's four.
Yeah, all right. So we're getting Titans now.
Yeah, I've got East.
That's all right. Yeah, I've got a few, to be honest, now.
But in saying that, like I said earlier, it's not... insane to have a couple of Melbourne players if the players you got, you just want to juice them up till round 8 or 9, if not earlier, to get onto better players or whatever. It's not a bad ploy. They don't have a buy till round 9, so you're covered till then. You will be doing movements in and around that anyway till up until 9, so hopefully they just go on their run, make their money. You don't have to play them every week, but I can see them both. They're in the Melbourne side, bro.
Really good stars too, Melbourne.
Well, Katoa was another one that's come out of the Warriors, heavily touted over there. He was run a great line, he's got to Melbourne, he's trimmed down, he's looking fit. I don't think he's going to run shit of lines now that he's at Melbourne. Lerero,
you wouldn't exactly say he's getting ball off a worse half either.
Nah, and Lerero, he's come from the middle. If you know what I mean. So he was already a big fucking dude.
He was more force play middle because Bromwich and Kafusi were there.
But still, he's been playing middle. Like, he's a big dude. Don't get me wrong. I think he'll still run the line, but I think their attacking second row is going to be
Katoa. I'm pretty sure he's an edge, like, his whole life.
Yeah.
He was just had to play middle because, like I said, Bromwich and Kafusi were there. He's not getting a start over them.
Well, they love their 80-minute back rowers there. And if you at Melbourne, I don't see... doing any less than 65 of there. Any less. I can't see him chopping and changing 40 minutes in, 40 minutes out. Like, it's just madness. Because I heard chats about Nels playing front row for a bit and then one of them dropping out like they did in the trial. Big Nels moved over to Katoa's edge and started scoring tries. Katoa scored a try there as well. And that's what the chatter was, that Nels might get moved back to that edge. But they're lacking middles at the moment over there. So I can't see Nels getting to... the love of the edge, if you know what I mean.
Sweet. Cool. Cheering. So, do we come up with a consensus? Which one are you getting on? Luero or Katoa?
Oh, I've got neither on my team at the moment.
Whoa.
But
I reckon that's risky, man.
Risky.
That's
much I didn't even think of.
You know, Tarek Sims comes back apparently next round. Does Loero stuff that name up? Does he lose that spot then?
For me off the bench.
I think he's gotten to the point where he's middleman now, man.
Yeah.
He's more there to be that older head at training and in the gym and pushing the boys to set.
I think he was playing middle at the Dragons before he left there at the end, wasn't he? He's doing a good job too.
He's a big boy.
He's a fucking unit.
Well, I feel with Welch and bloody Nels starting. Can't think of their lock at the moment. King. They're going to need someone with experience on the bench to come on when that rotation happens. And I think Tariq's that man. Especially now that Tui's gone down.
Yeah, that's it. The loss of Tui.
Well, Tui's back round five. When he comes back, who goes?
Oh,
I still think they both keep their edge, bro. I think they're the edges for the year.
Okay.
That's it.
Unless they're underperforming. But that's it. They're the spots. Their spots to lose.
Yeah, fair enough. I agree with that.
All right, cool. Boys, we're up to our teams. So, starting a hooker. Who are you starting with? Who's got Harry?
I do.
Yep.
I do have Harry, and I have the cheese.
Yep.
The hectic cheese.
I didn't go to Hogwarts this year.
Who'd you go?
No Wizards for me. I've got Reece Robson and Tanner Boyd at the moment.
On the draw, I like Reece.
I've got
Reece
no Harry, no cheese. I'm fucking really going out antipod.
Yeah. I see the merit in Robson, eh? Like, he's got a really good... They got a good draw, the Cows. Did anyone, utility-wise, get named on the bench? Granville, did you hear me? Now, that I don't like.
That doesn't bother me. I think Robson still plays 80 and Granville is there if needed.
Yeah, and I just went with the safety net to Harry.
Might come on and play fullback, Granville.
Harry, I've had that ever since we done that chat a couple of years back with Joel. I've had that in my head. It's good to have that at least one high-level guy in and around that position. That way I can downgrade if I have to. You know, if Harry's not performing, I can buy any single guy there. I don't have to find money to get back.
So to counter that, why can't you have the second highest guy in one position? And then if one of your guns do fail, like you're almost counting on, then when you downgrade them, you can upgrade Reece Robson to Harry.
Cause.
Yeah, I'm
burning trade.
I'm looking at if Smith's doing well, but Smith up, or if Harry's not doing well, then I can either start Smith or I can downgrade to Reuben Cotter.
I just don't see the
Reece Robson,
mentality
sorry.
Of going in if old mate fails. If old mate fails,
if you have
that much doubt in old mate could possibly be failing, why is he in your fucking team?
No, it's not about that. Remember a couple of years ago, I think it was Banksy that told us.
It's a safety net.
It's that safety net. Start that with that, well, like, think about it. If you do
but
it,
if you feel someone cheaper is going to outperform old mate, why take the safety net where you can spend that money elsewhere and have score points there?
I don't feel he's going to outperform. I think that Harry will be the number one. But if something happens to Harry in round one, I can go...
Like last year?
Exactly, right? Shit happens, right? I think he's the incumbent origin hooker. I think he's the Australian hooker. Like, he's a menace, bro.
He's a wizard,
right?
I think you got to go any more positive.
Like, I am positive. That's why I'm starting with him.
It's a
contingency. We're just trying to plan for it in case things fuck up. Do you have insurance?
He's 10 points.
No. Yeah, I believe that.
He's 10 points in front. He's 10 points in front. He's 10 points in front of Robson over a season average. So, at this point, I think.
Yeah.
So, that's at this point.
All right.
That was based on last year, yeah?
Yeah.
But if you go from when Robson started playing 80 minutes continuously, he actually out-averaged Harry from round 10 to the end of the year by like 3.5 points.
Harry came out the blocks with like 2 tons and shit.
No cheese there either.
All right, let me put it to you this way. Do you remember a few years ago when Lukey was in the top 1,000? Lukey Smith, brother. He was in the top 1,000 there for ages. Now, round two, he sold Teddy and we all thought he was fucking mad.
Yeah.
Before a price change, all this, that and the other. Genius. It was a genius move. We all held Teddy.
And then
he lost
$300,000. Like 4 or 5 weeks later.
Yeah. But we all lost the money. We lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Ended up trading him out anyway. Ended in shit. Whereas...
That was the year Lukey killed it and won all his head-to-heads.
He had the money because bang, he had the highest price guy there, and then he could go any way he wanted with that money. He had Tedesco. Tedesco would have been the highest price fullback, no doubt.
Yeah, because this was Pappy's breakout year. It was the same year as Pappy's breakout. We didn't know who Pappy was yet.
He was 21, I think it was.
And he had the safety net there. And Lukey went to Pappenhausen from there, and then he went on the tear. Like, I'm just saying that sometimes having that extra money there is beneficial to you. You don't have to go chasing. You don't have to gut your team. You don't have to do anything. You just got to find the right downgrade.
But and then if Teddy comes out with a couple of 80s, you're obligated to keep him. Both the dude below and comes out with buck 20s.
All right, boys, we're talking hookers and you guys are talking Teddy. So, front row.
You started it.
Where have you got your front row? So, I got Welch, Collins, Uto and Kepi. Now, I know your thoughts on Uto and Kepi. Welch and Collins, I personally see value in both of those.
I've gone very heavy in mine. I like Collins. I do like Collins. Did you say you had Welch as well?
Yeah, Welch. So they're my starting two. I believe them to be gun front rowers that are underpriced.
Don't mind it. I've gone a little bit different to you.
Yeah.
I have Jared Wallace.
Ooh.
Do believe he might play some good minutes up there. I have Tino Basuma-Ale, Big Nelson, and Steph.
Oh, wow. So you're going hard.
That's trap and shit. But yeah, like I don't know if I'll hang on to Big Nels. Nels is a bit just there for money-wise. But I do like Tino, and I'd play Wallace in me starting 17 every week. Starting 13, I should say, every week. He'll get the starting role. Jesse Bromwich is a lot older than him, so I can see him being that number one front rower at the Finns. And they're going to do a lot of work. Let's face that. They're tackling all day.
Good point. Very good point. Forwards from the Dolphins could be very juicy. Louis, who are you rolling with, bro?
Mate, I've got Tarps, Welsh, Murdoch Masila, and Mawale for my front.
Now, I had Murdoch Masila, but I've ummed and ahed and I've gone against him because I was looking at the casualty ward and same thing. I think he goes back to a bench spot. I don't think he retains a starting spot. Yeah. Jack Bird and Jack DeBellum both come back for round two.
I do have to admit, I was looking at trading Murdoch Masila out for someone today.
Yeah, because that's it. Jack Bird and Jack DeBellin come back, and then I don't see a spot for him in the team aside from on the bench. And I know he can go through and play through the middle, but I just don't know if he's going to be as much value playing from the bench.
Yeah.
And then Dragons have the bye in the first round as well, so there's, you know, missing out there as well.
I've gone Tarpany, Big Nels, Ryan Sutton, and David Mawale.
All right, so David Mawale is getting a bit of a run around, so that's good.
Love Sutto, eh?
Yeah, Sutto, you sneaky podcon.
He's not, I wouldn't say he's penned in at the moment, but yeah, I woke up with him in my team this morning. And
oh, God, Gregory put him in.
If Luke Thompson's only 6 weeks away, that could change things.
Yeah.
All right, on to the back row then. Who you got, Berks?
I've got David Fifita as my anchor.
Quick. Is anyone else not running David Fifita as an anchor?
You all got Fifita?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Sweet.
Well, he's only 20% owned, so like...
we obviously all listen to each other.
But just on potential, like we've seen last year, he did fuck all, still finished higher than Fermor, who had a career best year. So that for me says, well, I'll get him over Fermor, because if he does have a go... On Egan Butcher.
Yep.
Just like his PPM. I got Hopgood, as everyone should have. I got Lerero. I've sold Katoa, actually. Holy moly, I thought I had Katoa too. I've only got Lerero. Then I've got Ford and I've got Dury.
Yeah, okay, so very similar. I've got Garney over Dury. I've got Ford, Hopgood, Lerero, Egan Butcher, Luke Garner, Deefy.
I've got Deefy, Nat Butcher, Teague Wilton, Hopgood, Ford, and Dory.
Ooh, I like that. Teague Wilton's a Teague smoky. Wilton. Mm. Yeah, I've got him drafted, actually, and I like that. And who was the other one you said, the second one?
Nat Butcher. Because it looks like he's starting and he could potentially play 80.
Bro, he's 100K more than his brother as well. So that's the only reason he didn't make my team. Remember that last year when he got the hat-trick? Like, just killed it. They figured out how to use him as an attacking weapon on that right close to the line. It was good.
And with Brendan Smith in coming out of dummy half, potentially could get even better ball.
Yeah, well, that's it. Or be following in support through the bulldozer.
No, I got Fifi, Loiero, Ford, Hopgood, Dory, and Ben Murdoch-Masilla. And I'm keeping Ben Murdoch-Masilla. I don't care what any of you say.
Yeah, you liked what you saw in the trials?
100%.
I mean, he passed the eye test for me in the trials as well. I just couldn't find a place for him in my side at the moment. But that's because I feel like Kepi being named at lock is a better go than someone who's going to be playing the bench. That's just the risk that I'm taking.
But I did have Teague Wilton, but I went to Sutton. But I've still got the cash sitting there, so I can flip Ben Murdoch and Sula back up, Sutton out, and bring Teague back in.
Yeah, because there's a chance that, especially once Nico's back, Teague just goes on an absolute rip-tear bust. In the halves, so Cleary all round.
Yep.
Now that Nico's out.
Yep.
And who's your secondary half? I got Boyd. Who doesn't have Boyd?
I'm running Katoa at the moment.
You're running Katoa?
I have Boyd.
All right, sweet as. In the 5/8, I've got Dewey and Birdo.
I've got Dewey Sullivan.
Jaden Sullivan. Oh, all right, ballsy. Con, do you want to rip into him for Jaden Sullivan? All right, fair enough. Aren't you a champion? And who are you running with, Bergs?
What I'm talking about. I've got Dewey and Katoa.
Okay, so a couple of you guys are taking that gamble.
I'm not keeping Katoa.
No, not after our chat.
I'm not keeping him. I'd just rather have that safety net, like we've talked about 100 times a night. He's got no safety about him, Katoa. He's looks good, but if Milford's back in 2 weeks, I'm gonna struggle getting him out.
Yep.
So I'm just not gonna. I'm gonna find other ways.
That's my thing, right? I can easily downgrade either of those two if it's not clicking for them, and flip to either Schuster or Katoa if they are doing well. And if they're looking the goods. So.
Earlier in the pod, I mentioned the tactic that I had with Schuster, right? And so, I stuffed up when I said he was in my team. Schuster's not in my team.
Yeah.
Sullivan's in my team. Sullivan might get a couple of price rises out of him. When that happens, I'm in the 5/8 position. I'm then going to go down to Schuster. Keep that cash. Let Schuster build up. And then when Schuster, you know, looks like he's reached his potential, then with that cash, then trade up to a better 5/8.
Yeah, to aim for Munster or Cody Walker or something like that. All right. Yeah, well, yeah, that's the question. It's how do you get to Munster and when he's on song?
You start with him.
Oh
bro, but he's expensive. That's it. Well, see, to be honest, if I was to do the downgrade and take one of the cheapy risks like what you guys are doing, I could upgrade. But then that means sacrificing Dewey.
What gun's not expensive, but
if he was off the piss again this year, I'd probably be looking at starting with him. But he's been drinking.
He'll be back up once he starts.
So I'm going to quickly gloss over the centres for now. So fullback, I've got Turbo Teddy. Anyone else running a different combo?
Exactly the same, Turbo Teddy.
I've got Turbo Teddy, but had Trell Turbo this morning.
Yeah, and Con?
Yeah, only because Walsh got hurt.
Yeah, well, that's it, same. But it's forced my hand. I've spent the extra money to go Teddy Turbo instead.
Although I am thinking about flipping off Teddy.
For
Munster.
Trell? Munster.
Bringing KP down.
Yeah. That is definitely an option there. I personally see too many points available at fullback, so I'm going to try and run with two people that are actually playing fullback, but that's just my idea.
This is the appealing thing to Teddy. I know there's a stat where he hasn't scored over 30 or something the first game.
One time over 39 in the last 4 years or something.
But he's got the Dolphins, then he's got the Warriors.
It's a juicy start, man.
That's a pretty good start for anyone.
And then he gets a rest to reevaluate if he's not clicking.
So why are you captaining Tommy?
Against the Dogs.
Injury prone, back from injury.
Don't you start trying to talk us out Turbo now.
Against the Dogs, bro.
Fuck you. Yeah,
against the Dogs.
Who's Teddy playing? The Dolphins.
It's a hard decision.
The Dolphins are better than the Dogs,
are
they?
We don't know about the Dolphins.
They're not better than the fucking Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs have, an actual halfback. They have they've got good winger. They've got a decent forward pack. They've got a real hooker now. Like, I think they're looking way better than the Dolphins. I expect the Roosters to just... But the only thing that puts me off about the Roosters is they know they've got a couple of easy games coming up. So Robbo could be like, look, I don't give a fuck. Like, ease yourself into this season. We're trying to nail down our systems for the end of the year.
We're talking about
Teddy. This is true.
Teddy doesn't have a first gear.
All right, so let's take a look at our centres then, because I feel like that's going to be where we might have some more points of difference. Who are you anchoring with in the centres? So we know you've got Val and Garrett, Con. What about you? Louis. I was thinking Leo, and I was like, that's not his fucking name. Leo. That's not his fucking name. Sorry, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. So, Leo.
Leo's running with Campbell Graham and Tuilagi.
Tuilagi, okay.
With that Cowboys draw at the beginning.
It is juicy.
Liking it. Now, I have 77 still in the bank, 77K. I could go from Campbell Graham up to Val Holmes.
Goal kicking, juicy run. Why wouldn't you do that? Like you just said.
And, yeah, and on top of that, I think I had a look. I think it's round 15 that Cowboys had their first bye.
Yeah,
so I know South is 16, Cowboys 15. Still, that juicy run, I'm considering Val and Tuilagi.
Like, well, look, if you're looking at the if you're looking at the ceiling, I mean, Val's got the kicking, Cowboys have a juicy draw, and he knows how to pick up a try, probably more so than Campbell Graham.
Yeah.
Campbell Graham's not on the preferred side, Val is, he's on the left there.
Yeah.
So
I did originally go with Graham because I like him for his base.
You went with him because he's your fucking South fan. Like, we get it, okay? But as friends, we're now trying to say we think Val's the smarter option.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
I'd agree with you.
I'm anchoring with Nick Meaney purely because he's going to play fullback for the Storm. Anyone on the end of that back line in Munster's brilliant, so I figure I know you guys have tried to talk me out of it, but I figure he's a safe bet back to the wing later on, and that's probably when I'll move him on and look to do an upgrade there.
I was also looking at...
I
was looking at going from Tuilagi to Meaney.
Yeah?
Potentially.
Well,
than go Graham to Val Holmes, Tuilagi to Meaney.
Goal-kicking fullback on the end of it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Top four back line in my centres. Yeah, he's expensive, but he's not as expensive as Garrick or Val.
My worry is that they just do what they did last year. And Nick Meaney just slots into 5'8 when Munster wants to go and play fullback for a bit and shine. You know, and they just chop and change.
I don't know if that's going to happen. I think you'll find... I don't know, but I'm hoping that Meaney's going to be able to hold that fullback role down now because he knows that that's his role and he's known for a while. They've known throughout the preseason, and so...
Seen a difference in the person? Nick Meaney, tiny little fella compared to fucking Munster. Munster's a big human being who just throws people off whenever he wants.
He's strong, yeah.
It's a massive difference. And to be camped down on one side... No, he's not camped down on one side, but when you're 5'8", you're predominantly stuck on your side. When you're at fullback, you can be anywhere you want to be.
Yeah, fair call. It's just a question whether that's belly aches plant. Okay, Hayes, Perham, Taruva. Well, okay, the cheapies, Taruva, Warbrick, Alamotti and Khan. We're all rolling with those four?
Yeah.
So then we should only have two spots left. I got Perham and Smith Shields. Are you guys running?
Val Ames, Charles New Clock's dad.
So you got, hold on, didn't you already say you had Val?
Yeah.
No, not your anchor. You should still have two more spots.
Oh, Charles and... Remus Smith.
Charles Ian Remus Smith. Who you running with?
Both chats that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Perham and Garrick.
So you've spent the extra cash there to actually get yourself that second decent one.
Talau and Taruva.
No, Taruva's in that list of the four sort of must-haves.
Oh, well, I've got Alamotti, Camprera and Warwick on my bench.
Yeah. And then who else you got?
So,
Tuilagi. You've already told us about Tuilagi. That's why. Yeah. Tuilagi's your other one. Alrighty. So, yeah, I think that's really where your difference comes in this year is who you're going with in your second row, your front row, and then there's a little bit of difference in the back row, but really not much. We've all got some fairly similar teams, boys. Bergs, you want to pull up some questions, bud? I'm going to jump into some of these Facebook ones. Shane Foote saying, what about Tyrell Sloan, guys?
No, thanks.
Why not?
Shit work rate, shit team. Yeah. Enough said, I think.
That's just terrible. We've seen him last year.
All I'm going to say is, did you watch Charity Shield?
No.
All right, Shane Foote is swearing by the fact Luke is penciled in. He's going to get 50 to 60. Kenny's going to be playing the same role as last year, and he's going to outscore B. Smith, save money, or he says similar points for less money. So let's see what happens.
Shane, I hope he's right, because then if Katoa fails, I can bring Boyd down to half and get in.
That's my goal. That's it. I'll move on. One of my main hookers to get Luke in if I've got to. If he is out there braining it and he's helping with the Penrith attack, but if he's just doing a straight to Nath, you know what I mean, or straight to Isaiah, then nah, probably not. Who else we got? Sloan. Go anywhere near him? No?
No.
Simonson out, Luma Lume in for, says Watto.
What, for Para?
Yeah.
Ooh.
From Wacko's Whispers, apparently. So that could be interesting.
Wacko's normally on point. I'll give him that.
Lance George says KP was shit in the trials. Lloyd Clark, Carrigan could be huge this year. I agree with you there, buddy.
Carrigan went up a gear after Origin last year.
Mm.
He found that next level.
I had him on my team from about midway through the season, and yeah, he just sat back.
He's great, honey.
Yep.
I got one from the NRL Supercoach Sponge, Benny. Which of the mid-second row forwards are we all the highest on? Like, who are we putting up the highest?
If Nat Butch is in that category, he's my man.
And if not, Nat? Egan?
Yeah, I'd say...
Teague, probably.
Teague, yeah.
I'd say Nat Butch is a bit too high priced for that category. I'd say... Yeah, I think Teague's probably the safer bet in the more expensive end.
And we all agreed on Katoa, did we, from Melbourne?
I think most of us have the Wero.
Yeah, but when we were talking about it, I think we all agreed on Katoa.
I think you agreed on Katoa, and you were trying to claim that we all did.
Okay. I don't even know if Katoa pans out. You got another one there?
Nah.
Toddy G. Takota or not Takota? Had him locked in until he saw the bench. And by dropping him and getting a cheapie, I can get two kids in Butcher and near Corey. Don't know which Butcher, but let's just say it's the better Butcher. Nat. What do you reckon? Would you Cotter? I don't think Cotter's going to like rise or anything. I think he'd be your anchor if you're going to go anyway.
Yeah, Cotter might increase by maybe 5 points.
You see him getting to where Tino or Tarpany are?
Nah.
I don't either, personally.
Not unless he's punching out 80s every week.
Yeah, I think he's plateaued where he is now.
Yeah, Juzzy, Cotterin?
Nah, I'm not going near Cotter.
I'd look at... Front row is one of them positions, Toddy, where you can sort of... You can go that little bit cheaper because they're not going to get too far away from you like other players will. Like there's a good chance that Butcher in a couple of weeks won't be gettable if you don't make the right moves. Then up the Doggies, Sivo, reckon a big year. Reckon it's a big year for the big fella, or not?
Nah, Sivo doesn't interest me. He can have those games where he can go 100, but there's 7-14s in between.
Right, Jazzy, where are you at there?
No. You just keep rolling through it, buddy.
All right, we've moved to Facebook now. Brad Smith, g'day guys. Any news on Marju or is O'Brien just back on it again? Big OB.
Well, I believe he's got a stomach bug, so that's the only reason he's being rested at the moment, and he should be back next week, hopefully.
Yeah. My draft ain't even load.
Stomach bug or fat camp?
No. Don't know. I think he's definitely stomach bugged. Michael Mizzi, okay, lads, what's the better system for this season's Supercoach? Four guns over 500k in the centre wing and going cheaper in front row and second row, or vice versa, five guns in the front and second row combined with only one or two guns in the centre wing? He's personally favouring four gun centre wings, but the bye rounds look really to complicate things. Good luck with the season, lads.
I think I prefer to go cheap in the centre wings, to be honest. I think there's better options cheap money-wise for cheap centre wings than there is second row.
Yeah. You think there's value to be made down there? Like, quick? Like,
Potentially. I mean, you know, you've got players like Taruva, you know, Taruva, Warbrick, Khan Pereira, Alamotti, who will earn that dosh quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, Dory, players like Dory, Hopgood, Ford, weren't a bit of cash, I don't see as fast.
Yeah, yeah. But what if they end up becoming borderline keepers, if not keepers, by the end, and you don't even have to trade them out, and you've got them for bargain basement price instead of chasing them down at $600,000 later in the season?
I think you'll have to sell one or two, just... That's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, of course. They're obviously not all going to turn into keepers, but...
Yeah.
I think you got more chance of finding a cheaper or midi, low-priced midi, second-row, front-rower who could potentially become a keeper rather than a centre wing going that way, unless it's like Taylor May was the exception, but not many of them do it.
No, hasn't been one every year, you know what I mean? There's been a keeper from start to finish, but not always back.
Speaking of centre wingers, Lloyd Clark wants to know, centre winger you think is going to have a good year in the 500 to 600 range?
No fair.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said as well. Anyone else you'd put in that league?
I'm a big fan of no fair myself, actually.
I think AJ can go hard again.
Marzi on that left.
Yeah.
Him and Ponga can both stay fit.
Marzi's got the base. Whereas AJ just scores tries when South attack. AJ'd
be over 600.
Oh, he probably would too, well wouldn't over. He? Yeah.
Tuilagi with that opening draw.
Yep.
For Cowboys.
Nice. You got anyone there, Bergs?
Hold on. I'm in the middle of just doing a draft. Give me 1 second. Keep talking something.
Shane Foote. Who averages more this year, guys? Nat or Egan Butcher?
Nat.
Yeah?
Yep.
Because you got the experience.
More minutes.
Do you reckon Nat moves to the left, or he stays over there on the right?
I dare say he'll stay on the right. He was very effective on the right hand side last year. I don't think you'd take that away from Luke Keary, was it? No, it was Sammy Walker, wasn't it, on that side?
Yeah.
I don't think you take that away from Walker. That's a weapon for him. Like, I just let that ride and put Egan over there in. Angus's spot.
Yeah, there's a question here from Brad Ives. Are you guys keeping any money in the bank for the start of the comp, or spending all of your salary cap up front?
Nothing. I spend everything every year.
I have 39,000 in the bank, so no.
Yeah, I've got 16.
But I see merit in it especially if the rumours are wrong about Nico and his background too. I see merit in hanging on to something.
Can't hang on to enough money to get Nico.
But you're hanging on to something just to give you a shot at getting there. If you've got no money, it's a long way to $900,000.
Yeah, having 300K is easier to be able to... You can find 300K in your team easier than you can find the 600K needed to get from, you know, halfbacks to
Nico. Before, if you want to get to Nico, it's 1.1.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you got to have malingering around your bank. It's a lot of coin. Does that finish that question?
Yeah.
Saxy, brother Saxy, Danny Staggle. Will the Dragons finishing ninth this season? Will the Dragons finishing ninth this round be their peak for the season? My bad. Also, can we ensure Connor's dressed appropriately tonight? 4 half-naked blokes in a caravan seems a bit sus, especially when you factor in Juzzy's voice.
Hey, well, yeah, look, we went out beforehand.
Up here, Saxy.
It is. we went out beforehand, so Connor had to put on a shirt because otherwise they wouldn't let him into the club. So, cheering. Yes, he is. We're dressed, well, semi-appropriately. Footy shirt wouldn't hurt.
That's technically a footy shirt. We've played in Chiliro.
Yeah, well, that's it. You have, haven't you?
Yeah. Mark Stair, thoughts on Makatoa getting more minutes?
Anyway, yes, it will be, Saxy.
No, I think they won't finish dead last this year.
No, but that ninth will be their peak.
If they make it that far.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see them.
Who they playing round
bottom,
two?
I see them. Alrighty. Bottom
who,
three.
Alrighty. I didn't know. We're not getting into this. Like.
Okay, Max, why?
Hold on, because I've got a different question. Who's first coach sacked this year?
Oh. hook, probably.
Yeah, that's why, Bergs. That's why. Exactly, because when you think about who's the first coach sacked this year, Hook's the first name that comes to mind for most of us, right?
Hook or Holbrook or yeah. OB. There's a triple threat there for me. There's three coaches' heads on chopping block.
Well, Hook was the first one that came out of your mouth.
Hook, then OB for me, and then Holbrook.
So
they
me,
all they all shouldn't see round five if they don't get fucking three wins, personally.
I think they need a little bit longer than that. That's a bit rough.
You did? What'd you get? Ooh, Mark Stair. Thoughts on Makatoa getting more minutes at Para this year? Good PPM, dual second row front rower.
I mean, hoping. I'm not. I'm hoping. Don't know if it's going to happen, but I'd hope.
He was one of the players that I'm looking at trading Murdoch Masilla to, yep. I have to admit.
Well, he's got a high...
With that... Sorry, go on.
He's got a high work rate.
Got a high work rate, and with that second row, front row, dual.
Yeah, it's it. Versatile. Brado mentioned him last year as one of those players to watch, but they were just a bit crammed for minutes. Whereas now, there's that opportunity for minutes to open up. So if he can open up and get a few more minutes, well then, yeah, I'm keeping an eye on him. And he might be one of those people that I move to. It's just still named on the bench. I'm an Aaron, but if he's going to be coming off the bench now playing 45, 50, 60 minutes, that's a completely different, you know, ballpark, really.
Grant Bradley, is Hodgson worth a look at, boys? Looking at Para bench and no replacement hooker. Looks like the 34-year-old might be playing 80 minutes. Somehow.
Yes, I've heard this. I've heard the same thing, and I'm considering it. I mean, I should rephrase that. I'm not actually considering it. I'm pulling a Bergs where I'm pondering it.
That's the one.
I definitely want to tell you that I'm actually considering it because Brandon Smith's pretty much locked in, but. Hodjo, if you're looking for a bit of a pod option there at hooker, I mean, once again, top four team, definitely top eight team. And he's just moved over, to a system that scores more points than the Raiders do. The Raiders are defense based. You know, they get in, they do the hard work, and they try and stop you scoring points. Parramatta, not as much.
For me, BA must have a plan to have no backup for him on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, so. Whether or not he might not play hooker all game, like they might just get a couple of people in to do like mate Bill Baggs goes in for a couple of hooks and Mitch Moses goes in for a couple, but I don't know how they're going to get 80 out of the bloke. He's come from the old era of football, old era of NRL where it was wrestle, do this, that and the other. While he's been out injured for the past 3 years, the game has gone.
Yeah, well, no, he's only been out injured for the last year. He popped in round one last year. Before that, like in Cam Smith's final year, when the steel was introduced and stuff, he was the best hooker in the competition, apparently. I mean, he wasn't super coach wise, but he was up there.
Yeah.
So he does have that potential if he's playing 80 minutes in a team that's going to score points. Reed Marnie never really set the world on fire over at Parramatta, but his first year there was decent. So I suppose it just depends on what Brad Arthur has for him. For me, he's a watch and act, but I wouldn't begrudge you for taking the risk, especially if you are a Parra fan. I wouldn't advise it, but I wouldn't begrudge you.
All right. Watto, brother Watto, does his own podcast over there.
Two Blokes, One Draft.
Two Blokes, One Draft. That's us.
No, that's him.
Well, yeah. That's him and Stats Man. But yes, Lerero or Ikitoa, the last one.
I've pretty much already talked about that, and we can't really come to a consensus.
I think we did.
Yeah, Lerero.
Everyone's got Lerero except for Louis, who's got neither.
Yeah.
All right, and then the last one, CNK. Talau or Isaac Thompson, lads?
Well, there we go. We've already had that conversation. Seeing K1 leaps and bounds because he's playing fullback.
I didn't ever agree to that. I'd take Talau.
You'd take Talau, though? What about you?
Yeah, I've got Talau in my starting squad.
Nah, Talau burned me last year.
Talau got hurt last year, but there's nothing you could do. Oh, no, it was the year before. He didn't.
It was last year.
Was it? All right. Yeah, I'd take... Oh, fuck, Watto, I don't want to railroad you.
Watto, listen to Con.
Yeah, the rest of him. Matty Meagh, lads. Hines?
He's a tiger. He doesn't need to be twisted into Talau.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's already got eight tigers. Yeah.
He's got Naden. He's got Appy.
He's got Brooks.
He paid for iPad. 3 years.
Sorry, Watto, I know you don't have Brooks. Matty Meagh, lads. Hines, hold or nah? Calf injuries can be a real bitch, but I'm torn. Do I trade him out and use the funds elsewhere or hold him and get the points when he plays? I just think 900K is going to be so hard to get back if I do trade him. I'm currently holding.
That's it. I think the sort of consensus we've come up with is 900K is too much to hold, but
bloody hard to get back.
If you're gonna sit, if you're gonna, you know, knock him off and maybe use 400K to upgrade somewhere else, stuff that's able to be gotten, like enough money that you can get it back, you know, in a trade or a boost, a couple of trades, and then keep 500 in your bank, that's probably not crazy. Because when he does come back, if you're the one that keeps him or manages to get back on him, could be an absolute game changer. Because if him and Nath, and you've got them both in there and they're just braining it, you're going to be making a lot more points than anyone else.
Yeah.
Bloody possums. All right, you got any more?
One more from Watto. Fellas, I got a few. First one being Jackson Ford or Dury. So that's a continuation of that other one. Ford or Dury, lads? Dury's probably...
I've got both in my squad, but I'll probably go Dury in terms of earning more cash. And looks from what Brett Arthur said, could Job's end shooting. Up becoming an 80-minute player.
Yeah.
You probably have to agree, Louis, there.
Yes. I agree with Louis as well. What about you, Jazzy?
Yeah.
All right, that's the end of questions.
All right, well, I got one final question for you then, and then we're going to wrap it up. Can Panthers get the three-peat, boys?
Nope.
Nope.
Not in my opinion, no.
Yeah, look, I don't have much belief, but I got a lot of hope. So, let's see how we go. I want them to be able to get the three-peat, but it's an incredibly tall order to ask. I mean, they go down in history if they can. Good luck to the boys. I'll be there Friday night at Blue Bet. If you're there, come find me. I'll probably be over on the South Hill near the bar.
It's Newcastle's year here, people. Fuck. Here we go. KP Dally M.
That's it. First coach sacked. Bang. KP becomes captain coach. Takes himself to the Dally M. Why not?
Go the Dogs.
I'm buying it, Jazzy. I'm buying it.
Stay coachy, coaches. Peace.
Peace.
See you later.
Good luck, everyone.